This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, August 17th. Well, folks, thank God we own a lot of these energy stocks because it's stabilizing our portfolios today. I think it's important to stress that, you know, when we structure portfolios, we do want things that zig when other things zag. So although today's a sloppy day, it's unbelievably strong for our energy stocks. There was Energy Information Administration report yesterday that showed that crude oil inventories dropped much more dramatically than analysts were anticipating. And, you know, inventories have been depleted severely in recent weeks. So that's great news for us. Now, we're in the middle of peak oil demand. It should peak after Labor Day, but there seems to be a robust worldwide economic recovery going on everywhere except China, okay? And the other thing that's very interesting and actually very serious is what's happening to Treasury bond yields. So they spiked a week ago, last Thursday, on a bad 30-year Treasury bond auction. But they're still going higher today. So today, the 10-year Treasury bond is over 4.3% and looks like it's still headed higher. And that's not good, okay? There's a perception out there that we're borrowing more than we can pay for. And, of course, we have the incredible interest burden now as well. So this is a problem, okay? It's a real problem. Now, President Biden will be in Maui on Monday. Hopefully he'll say the right things and provide lots of aid, but, you know, because we're having this proxy war with Russia and sending billions to Ukraine, we might want to just take care of the home front as well. And obviously the people in Maui need a lot of help, okay? So it's just a fascinating time we're in. Now, the economic news is still very positive. You know, we've had robust retail sales this week. We have the Atlanta Fed now estimating 5.8% annual GDP growth for this quarter. And I just find that shocking. They revised that higher after industrial production came out yesterday. And it surged 1% in July because of a 5.4% surge in utility bills. But the truth is, it got hot and the air conditioners came on. And that's really what made industrial production go up. Although the auto sector was pretty healthy, it rose 5.4% in July. But speaking of the auto sector, you know, the UAW is now surveying its members preparing for a strike. So, you know, the manufacturing sector is not hitting on all cylinders. I've noted that in the Labor Department reports, especially ADP, so we'll see. Now, we did get the Fed FOMC minutes on Wednesday, and you know, it was typical Fed doublespeak, you know, because it said, quote unquote, most participants continue to see significant upside risk to inflation, which could require further tightening of monetary policy. So I didn't like that statement. But then there was a double statement says that, quote unquote, a number of participants judge that with the stance of monetary policy and restrictive territory, risks of the achievement of the committee's goals have become more two-sided. It was important that the committee's decision balance the risk of an inadvertent over-tightening of policy against the cost of an insufficient tightening. Well, that's a mouthful, but basically there are a minority of doves that think that we're restrictive enough. But that was before rates went up, okay? Oops. Now, the short end of the curve isn't going up anywhere near as much as the long end. So the yield curve is still inverted, but it's still very high, you know, rates across the board. So fascinating times we're in. You know, home builder settlements turned down, but the housing starts rose in July, permits rose, but we're about to hit 8% mortgage rates because of the surge in bond yields. So we'll see, you know, and I'm not a real estate expert. You know, I'm out west right now in my neighborhood in Reno. You know, it's a very nice neighborhood. You know, we're high in the hills, and I think it's a 400 square foot market for homes, but they just built a home in our neighborhood and they're asking $1,370 a foot, which is ridiculous because it's three times what the other homes sell for, and it's nothing special to the house. So I don't really understand real estate, to be honest with you. Okay. I understand if you like the house, you'll buy it. You know, the funny thing in my neighborhood in Reno, you know, we're in a fire area, so most of us don't have insurance, okay? And because it's cost prohibitive. And we're similar to California and Florida, where they're all losing the homeowners policy. So it's very, very interesting how the real estate markets work. You probably know in L.A. all the luxury real estate's suffering because there's new taxes for to help the homeless people, and that really... those taxes are 4 to 5.5%, so that really hit the high end in LA. But then you go to some place like San Diego, and that's booming. So real estate's a local market, and I do think that the home building activity seems to be tied to the fact that people don't want to sell their existing homes. You know, if you have a 3, 4, 5% mortgage, you're not going to sell your house because you're borrowing at a much more favorable rate. You know, again, we're about to hit 8% on mortgage rates, and boy, that'll hit some headlines. So very interesting cross currents right now. Obviously we're doing good because we have this huge energy bet today, and we're gonna have NVIDIA's earnings next week. Also next week is Jackson Hole, and it's a wonderful conference. By the way, most economists are in a great mood when they're in Jackson Hole, because it's obviously a magnificent place, and it'll be great weather, and hopefully we'll get a big hint if central bankers around the world will stop raising rates. Otherwise, we're in the dog days of summer. The big news for us next week is Jackson Hole, and of course NVIDIA's earnings. And NVIDIA's earnings should be stunning. I mean, they should be absolutely stunning. Sales are supposed to be up over 60%. Earnings are supposed to be well over 300%. So, and NVIDIA usually surprises. So, I'm very comfortable and confident with my NVIDIA bet. And that is the largest position that we hold under management, just so everybody knows. So, otherwise, hang in there, folks. You know, I know you don't enjoy the gyrations of the market, but... I'll tell you I really like what I'm seeing on retail sales. I like the demand push inflation on the energy front. The only glitch is this rise in bond yields. So we want to make sure that doesn't derail certain parts of the economy, and we will see it should hit the housing eventually. You know, but the home building sectors were actually one of the strongest sectors this year. So. And that's because they people won't sell homes, so they got to build new homes. As simple as that. So that's all that's happening. I'll keep you updated in the podcast during fast market conditions. But I do think things are going to remain quiet, except for NVIDIA's earnings in Jackson Hole next week. So that's it. I'll talk to you soon. Salute Navalier.